Purpose was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, but Bad Bob's here with his ears hanging off. Gosh, he's 7:05 in the morning, 605-4567. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live, and you can hear us streaming at KCNR1460.com. Wow. It's Tuesday. And Bad, you know what? Have you ever started a day off? Jesse, you're getting right. You're putting your shoes on, right? And just as you pull your shoelaces tight, they break. So now you're trying to find another shoelace. Well, of course, you can never find a shoelace when you want it. So you have to tie, you know, a little ugly knot on your shoes, and then you walk out. Or something else, a zipper breaks on your jacket, something. But today, Bad Bob puts on his earphones and
a pair of vintage headphones, which are like 40-some-odd years old, snapped just as I went to put them on my head. So
40 years old.
They're hanging and held together by the wires at the moment. And but the show will go on.
You know what, 40 years old, I tell you what, pieces of crap, you know. And now, but now, Bob now puts on his Shrek headphones. And anyway, I'm sorry it broke. I know it.
Well,
it's getting ready to poke you in the eye.
I'm going to do the weather real quick and then swap out these headphones. Mostly sunny, high near 67, partly cloudy tonight, low of around 45 degrees. That'll continue on for the next couple of days. Starting on Thursday night, though, we get a chance of rain just in time for Thanksgiving. Then rain is likely on Friday. Currently 32 degrees in Reading. The report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, senior and veterans discounts. 365-3793. Chuck and Judy Kinney, local. Hey, in the paper, first of all, I have a shout out. And Bob and Janice, I hope you're listening. You know, as you know, I talked about the Liberty on the Border concealed carry class we taught last weekend, and then Howard called in. We've had other emails from people and other comments from people that really, really enjoyed it. But one of our shooters was leaving the area out there at Seven Lakes, out there where Reading Gun Club is, and they had left on the top of their car. It appears this is what happened when they were putting stuff away, that a computer and a hard case, as they drove off down that road, it fell off and on the side of the road. And Bob and Janice, really a nice couple, are out walking their dogs later on. And they come down and they're walking and they found it. And they found the case. They called here on Sunday, and it was just, of course, nobody was here on Sunday and left a message. But then they found, they got ahead of Ted Leidy, and who then gave him the gentleman's name, and they called him. But I just wanted to do a shout out to Bob and Janice because it's just really nice. They'd go for a walk every day with their dogs, like a 2-mile walk, and they found it. But they made that extra effort, and this is great. You know, they've lived here. They used to live up in Trinity County, and they moved down here to Shasta County and to Reading, and love it here. But they what a nice people. They went that extra step to find and return something to the owner. So big shout out to Bob and Janice, and thank you. I mean, you know, I like hearing things like that. I mean,
absolutely,
this is something they could have kept, but I mean, it just wasn't in their nature, as in most people's nature. Most people will help.
Like the morning that Brenda wound up leaving the house with her wallet sitting on the bumper of the vehicle. Of course, it departed the vehicle when she took a turn, and a gentleman found the wallet.
Why would she put it on the bumper of her vehicle?
As she was loading up some stuff, it was in her little purse, and she just sat it down, you know. And it's like putting the baby carrier on top of the car, you know. And
without the baby.
Yeah, without the baby. But a gentleman found it and actually went through the process of finding her number and all that, and then called me and called her, and she got her wallet back, everything in it, and just
well, you know what?
Good
things like that happen all the time, and you know, in reality, I bet more things happen like that than things that that you know, you never find your wallet or somebody, you know, usually it's somebody takes it or they take somebody's iPhone. I can't figure that out. You know, they see the phone and you'll never see it again. It happened at one of the events we were at, and they were tracking the phone. They had the phone pretty well tracked down, and somebody was using it. So they were looking, you know, they were getting in close. It probably wasn't a good idea for the people to take the phone and then just
and then start using it. No, it's sort of like drawing a line. It is literally putting up a little sign on a map that says, "Here I am."
Well, good. Then you want to find them and get your phone back, and you know, thank them for holding on to your phone for the last 2 days
and
calling Zagreb, Croatia. So anyway. But that was good news. I like to hear that. I like to hear things like that when it happens. Did you watch football at all this weekend?
I did not watch football over the weekend. I watched playoffs and things like that, but that's about it.
You know, I kind of click around. Okay, there was this play, and I can't tell you who the quarterback is, but the guy's name who caught this was named Becker. And I don't know if you have seen this on TV or in Yahoo or YouTube or any of these, but this catch this guy made has to be probably one of the greatest catches in NFL history. Quarterback throws it. It's in the end zone. It's coming down. The defender is all over him doing everything a defender can do. And this guy leaps up. It was Beckham. Yeah, Beckham. He jumps up into the air. He turns, and he catches the ball with his thumb in that one finger, you know, your index finger. Bob, look at me. I want you to see this. I want you to see this, Bob. He catches it like this. He's like 12 feet into the air. He catches it and falls down on his head and shoulders and all this and hangs on to the ball.
And gathers it in.
There is just absolute silence. And then people just go berserk in the two commentators. And one of them is this guy who's been an NFL receiver, Chris Collinsworth, for you know what set the record for most you know passes mm-hmm. caught in games and success in successive games. He says that's got to be the best catch reception I have ever seen.
I'll pull it up.
And they showed it. They must have showed it 20 times. But I mean, this guy. It was just absolutely. It was absolutely phenomenal. I mean. And you wonder, you know, there's, you know, you can talk about how much they get paid and all that, and whether you like that or not. And you know, frankly, if the market bears it, hey, you know. But this catch this kid made, this young man made, was, I mean, it was just nothing short of phenomenal. You see people catching with white, you know, one hand and all this, but this one's like one finger. He caught it and brought it in. All right, I just had to throw that out there. And yeah, look it up on YouTube. I think it's Beckham the Third. And I can't even remember which team it was. See, I don't pay close attention to that, but when I saw that, it just stuck in my mind. Ferguson. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and just talk about Ferguson, Missouri, and what happened. What happened to lead up to the announcement and the decision by the grand jury, and then what happened afterwards. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Orchard Nutrition Center buys locally to not only support our North State growers and vendors, but buying locally also reduces the time from grower to market, which ensures that your family has the freshest, most nutritious products available.
My name is Pam Giacomini. I'm with Hat Creek Grown Beef up in Hat Creek. Orchard Nutrition Center has been showcasing our product for several years, and we are now their exclusive grass-fed beef producer. They're also cooking our deli rounds in their deli and produce their roast beef sandwiches out of it. Working with the crew here is just fantastic. We really appreciate their work with us and their embracement of local products and good local producers.
Hi, I'm Richard Bloom. We manufacture the MSM Health Solutions products in Anderson, California. It's really good to see a local company like Orchard getting behind manufacturers locally and helping us to produce here locally to sell our products locally.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store. Visit them at 221 Locust Street in Reading or on the web at orchardnutrition.com.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Butt. Linda's entertaining this week, so she's getting ready for that. She sent me off to work. Good morning. It is 7:18 in the morning. 37 degrees out there. It's gone up a little bit. 37 degrees. Phone line's here, 605-4567. Angel is saying, I'm shocked it's so cold out there today. 37 degrees, weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of instructors offer the most complete concealed carry weapon training in Northern California, plus hunter safety, special classes, rifle, pistol, private classes, all of those. And for a limited time, NFI will provide free firearm rentals and ammunition for Shasta County residents who want to take the course, but they don't have their gun yet, and they're in the process of learning more about it. We're more than happy to help people with that. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822.
I was just thinking about how your mind falls into patterns, because even though it's been well over a year since they have not been a sponsor, my brain automatically filled in the blank with Anselmo when we were talking about the weather.
Yeah, I know. I know, and it's been over a year. And it's finished. The, of course, the restaurant is shut down. Yeah. Everything's shut down. 40 people out of work right before Christmas. But,
yeah.
You know, enough
Which
was enough.
A tragedy.
Enough was enough for Reversion Selma. I mean, you know, this whole thing has been, you know what, it's almost like a Shakespearean tragedy in some ways. You know, the fact is that the county was hurt too. And this, hopefully the new owners will continue the restaurant and the beautiful, beautiful ambiance out there. I mean, for weddings, everything out there. And, you know, they get all this stuff, you know, this lawsuit is just, you know.
Do we have to be a place where we have really, really rich people living on the hills and the rest of the people in double wides? Do we really have to be that?
We're not that. We're not that.
It feels that way sometimes.
Does it really?
That's
Do you really feel like that?
That's a perception that most of the state has about us. There's a few rich people and a lot of welfare.
Oh, the rest of the state. Yeah, but you know.
But that's how it feels here sometimes. And that's not the town I grew up in.
It's not the town that I see here. I don't, you know what? I see a lot of strong middle class, upper middle class. Yeah, there's, you know, and there's us in the lower middle class when it comes, you know, you start talking money and all that. It doesn't mean just that middle class doesn't have anything to do with the kind of person you are. Mm-hmm. You know, you can be an extremely sophisticated, educated, right individual. Erudite individual. And not make a lot of money.
Yeah. A lot of hidden treasure, but it seems like if you just go by what you see in the blogs, if you go by...
The blogs.
Yes.
The blogs. Anonymous, faceless... cowardly people who sit in their... they live with their parents still, and they drink Red Bull. Okay, come on. You know what? And every time they come up with
misery index.
Oh, yeah. They come up. Here's their excuse. Well... If I told people who I was, if my business would suffer, you don't have a business. Come on. You work. You probably work down at the Record Searchlight. Come on.
You go to your mailbox in your bathrobe to get your check. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know what? So this is the kind of things I see. You know, not all of them, of course. Now, we're being just like they are, except they know who we are. Yeah, this is Carl and Bob. We're saying that. Come on. If you don't like it, you call us and tell us what your name is. Yeah, come on the show. You know, but the one I do pay attention, you know, the one that I can still carry around, it's true. Because, you know, we get a lot of, you know, please, my friends, don't take this wrong, but we do get a lot of accolades here at the station from people. But I keep the one that the guy wrote, or girl, I'm not sure which one it said was, and the blog, it said, I met Carl Bott once, didn't strike me as being particularly intelligent. I thought, oh, you know what? Anytime I start getting puffed up, I read that. It's there. It's on my mirror. I look at it and go, thank you very much. No, I mean it. I you know what it is? It's true. And I look at it, well, I didn't come across really good to that guy or girl. But then I thought, give me another chance. Give me another chance. Let's go out for lunch and we can talk about things. I'll bone up. I will bone up on things and I will, you know, we can talk. And I'll try to be more intelligent.
I lost the message from those Rhodes Scholar people who were, yeah. Yeah,
I was going to be a Rhodes Scholar. You know, I have my master's. Come on. I have my master's. I was asked to go to Georgetown to go pick up another one, but I turned it down. I'm sorry. Okay.
Because I don't have a 4-year degree, a friend of mine once gave me this, what I consider to be a somewhat left-handed compliment when she looks me in the eye and says, you seem awfully intelligent for an uneducated man.
Oh, okay. Get this one. I'm at a dinner. And this woman looks at me and she goes, so you've been in three or four wars. And I said, well, I've been in a number of, you know, combat assignments. And she goes, wow. And you seem so normal. I mean, come on. And I looked at her and I almost said, wow, you're a blonde and you actually put a sentence together. You know, I didn't say that though, because first of all, you just don't want to get into that.
You'd
one.
Be hearing for that for a long
yeah,
time.
But when she said that, I did. What do you say to that when somebody says, well, you seem normal? I mean, it's like, well, no, ma'am, I'm not. I'm just really on heavy meds and, I'm extremely heavy meds. And if I don't take another pill right now, who knows what's going to happen to you? You know, I didn't say that.
Because you weren't starting around with a bayonet between your teeth.
Yeah, you know,
and blood
I don't know.
Why?
Because I was sitting there and I was able to have a conversation. You know, gosh, you know what? Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, let's talk about Ferguson. Last night at about, you know, here's the funny thing. Cable News had a photo. They had a live feed from the grand jury room where the prosecuting district attorney was going to make the announcement. It was on there probably for 2 hours. half the screen. And everybody's talking about, well, this is where he's coming. This is where he's coming to. This is where it's going to happen soon. And when it did, the district attorney said, there's not enough evidence to indict at all. It was a unanimous decision by the grand jury. 9 white, 3 black were on the jury. Unanimous decision. And we needed 9 to pass, but it was unanimous. And what they said was, the DA says, you know, first of all, a lot of the statements that were in the news, in the news media, which has this insatiable maw that needs, you know, needs information 24 hours a day, whether it's true or not, was one of the problems. One of the other things they said was a lot of the people that said, oh, I saw him, follow him, shoot him, and then shoot him in the back 6 times. Well, as it turns out, they recanted their stories, all those ones you heard. All those ones, oh, I saw him shoot him in the head and all this. They recanted their stories. It wasn't exactly like that. Was he unarmed? Yes. Had he busted up the guy's face there? What was his name? Of course, it was Michael Brown who was shot. And
Darren Wilson?
Wilson. That's what it is, Darren Wilson. Darren Wilson. Did not indict Darren Wilson, who's, if you saw a photo of him, he was beat up pretty bad. And the first shots from inside the car was he said, you know, when they had stopped him because Brown had stolen, the whole thing was over cigars. He had stolen cigars. He pulls up and he said, and he pulls his car in front of him. Brown comes over and when Wilson tried to get out, slams Wilson back into the car and punches him. And then Wilson literally thought, if he hits me again, I'm going out. You know, I'm going to be unconscious. And so he drew his pistol and Brown grabbed the pistol and that's when the shooting started. And by the time it was over, 18-year-old Brown was dead. But the other things that happened was they had all the evidence, they had physical evidence, they had eyewitnesses, but they also had a camera. There was a video of a part of this. Yeah, from one of those cameras from outside that saw it. And so, like I said, it was a unanimous victory, or not victory, a unanimous decision. It was a victory for nobody. 18-year-old kid is dead. Wilson is forever marked for this. And the city of Ferguson has become famous for its anger. And in fact, last night, anger and riots, protests throughout the country. Oh, and down in Oakland, they shut down one of the freeways, the entrances into one of the freeways, and shut that down. They had, even though that not all of Ferguson was under attack last night, there were cars burnt and buildings burnt, but it wasn't like the whole city was in civil war. But you wouldn't know that because of the news coverage from MSNBC, Fox, CNN, all of them. The old adage, my friend, if it bleeds, it leads. We are into this totally in this age of 24-hour-a-day news, where something has to be approached, something has to be on the air, something is new as they can. All right. Ferguson decision was made. No indictment against Officer Darren Wilson. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts there. And, of course, Espresso Joe's. It's 37 degrees out there. It's time to go down and get that pumpkin latte. It's Thanksgiving week. It's time to get all that great, great coffee, all those great hot drinks, and then walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state, right there. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Let me go on, like I glister in the sun. Let me go on, big hands, I know you're the one.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wines at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wines can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
Hi, I am Molly Kidd from the KCNR staff, and I just have to tell you about my new favorite habit, Adamson's Peak Performance. Not only has the staff been nice and caring, they have been encouraging and supportive. I have even had trainers personally call me just to see how I was doing. From small group classes, booty bar, and team training, they have the right fitness schedule for you. Now I'm losing inches and feeling great. Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006, because why wait?
It's beautiful this time of year. You've just got to get out and enjoy it. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can make you avoid things you love doing and keep you stuck inside with your feet up, missing out on the fun of fall. You may have venous insufficiency causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. So don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are your local vein and vascular treatment experts, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely performing varicose vein treatments for over 9 years. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can look and feel great.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, where we're blinded by the beauty of a Christy kid who just walked in today.
Thank you.
Blinded by the light. I love that. You know, Bob, you haven't played that song in a long time. I like that.
I've kind of flipped through the library.
Yeah, you
know,
flipped through the
find
library.
Find some old stuff, some new stuff.
Yeah, yeah, well, but speaking of good stuff, here is Four Winds Jewelry. This portion of the show is brought to you by Leonard and his associates there at Four Winds Jewelry. They have the only trained watch repair guy in the whole area is in Four Winds Jewelry. But if you want, you know, guys, gents, trust me. You can never, remember what Linda says, you can never have too many guns or too many diamonds. And if you want diamonds of any kind, of different prices, but of all quality, go to Four Winds Jewelry. I'm doing it. That's it. I'm just, you know, and Linda knows I'm going down there. She just knows because that's where she goes to shop. Four Winds Jewelry. Leonard gives great deals and he's got it all. Leonard at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Men or women, do yourselves a favor. Save yourself the agony going down there. Right across from Sierra Gibbs, Four Winds Jewelry. Give him a call, 222-2750. He's got it all. It's true. Christy Kidd.
Hello.
You're always smiling when you come in. Do you always smile?
Yeah, I haven't had any coffee this morning though. So
oh, really?
this is all just, I'm this is fairly
just you,
awake.
Huh? This is just you, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, do you smile a lot at home?
I do.
Or do you use it all up at work?
No.
Linda accuses me of being too, she says, you know what, use up all your nice at work. And I said, well, you might want to check with the boys about that, about how nice it is. And they said, you come home and you go, I have this hand gesture, you know, this is kind of like, okay, let's do this. And I said, no, I just, you know, hey, I respect you. You're my equal. I just talk to you as an equal. She said, don't do that.
Don't. Be nice.
Be subservient. And I went, okay, all right, I can do that. Yeah.
Remember the great old married couples and the last word is yes, dude.
There it is. There it is. Okay, honey. All right, that's not what we're here to talk about. Turtle Bay.
Hello, yeah, Turtle Bay. We have good things in Turtle Bay.
Okay, you know what? Let's talk about this right here, start off. One of my buddies went down and saw the Liberty on the Border.
Yes.
Had a great time, learned a lot. He said, though, you know, I spent, 40 bucks or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so my answer to that was what your answer is going to be.
The membership is such a better deal.
It is. You can go, it's so worth and it's good it. For a year. If you buy it today, it's good for a year.
It is. And right now, it's a great time to ask for it, for a membership as a gift, because all of our gift memberships, no matter what level, are $15 off. So for a full family, which is two adults and up to four kids, don't even have to be your kids. You can bring other kids.
Up to four kids.
Up to four kids.
You can rent a kid to bring there just to make it look good.
$65 for the whole year.
$65 for the whole year. Now, what if you went in, let's say, this past weekend and spent all this money to go in there? Can they bring their tickets back and use that?
You'd have to ask at the front desk. I don't think so.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Oh, too bad.
I know.
Okay, so this is a great – okay, we're talking about great Christmas presents for the family. $65.
Yep.
And that means unlimited.
Yep, unlimited. And that's all of our exhibits. They're not – that we don't have extra ticketed exhibits anymore, so you get into everything.
No, I was thinking about that, but I was – but so no matter what's there, once you buy
– Yep.
For $65, are you listening to me, Teddo? If for $65, you then can then go to any exhibit, special exhibits, anything.
Yep, everything. The only only exception is if we have an event that isn't during park hours that is a different ticketed event.
Right.
And we only do like two of those a year. So,
if he had the package deal, I mean, the membership for his family, all of them could have walked in. He could have brought in two more kids.
Yep, he could.
He said, hey, go get your friends. The four of you could have walked in, seen everything.
Yep, absolutely everything. Parablet
every
house,
week,
all of it.
You could go there.
Every day we're open. So, yeah, it's a good one.
It's a great deal.
It is. But I guess if that's not good enough.
If that's not good enough, there's more.
There is more.
Okay.
During starting.
There is.
Wait.
There's always more.
Wait. And for $1 more. Okay.
Actually, for $2 less.
For $2 less.
If you come in Friday through the end of December and bring, dry canned food or a new unwrapped toy, you can get $2 off admission. We're going to be donating to People of Progress all through the holiday season.
When you say admission or the
admission. So
just the admission.
So that's if you don't have a membership and you're just coming in for the day. Each one item per person, per day sort of thing. But you can
get $2 per person?
$2 off per person. If you bring four people and you bring four things, all of you are getting $2 off.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's good.
It's still a better deal to –
it is still a better deal. Good membership.
Get a membership right now for $65. It's good for a year, and it's for four people.
It is.
So Linda and I and her parents could go. Linda and I and the grandkids.
Yep. So if that's not your bag,
can I take Bob and Brenda?
Yeah. Sure. Why not?
Well, I can't.
I'm just saying yes.
Okay, you're just saying yes.
I am.
Because you're just in that kind of mood today. All right.
I am. And I'm not in charge of the front desk, so I could say yes, and you can go blame me when I'm wrong.
Okay, so she's just kidding, though. So what it is, it's just, and you all know that. It's just a family package.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for $65, it's a great deal. What happens if you have, what if you have four kids or six kids? What if you have a large family?
There are a lot of them.
Yeah.
It's discounted rate to add on extra kids. I'm not positive if you have to do that every time you come in, though. Call the front desk.
Okay, there should be something if you've got six people in your family, you should be able to get a good deal that you don't have to pay every time.
Absolutely,
I know Turtle Bay will do that.
Yes.
All right. If they don't, you give me a call. 605-4567.
You can always yell at me too. It's fine.
You can never find
Christy. I could not possibly yell at this woman. Yes.
Oh, okay.
No, she's just really happy today. Yeah. You're always happy. Okay. All right. So that's a big thing.
Yes.
$65 for regular $80. Mm-hmm. So $65, family of four.
Yep.
No, family of six.
Family of six. Sorry.
Okay.
Four
All
kids.
Right. That's right. So yes. if a bigger family than that. All right. Okay. What else is going on? How is Liberty on the Border?
Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so great. We just 2 weekends ago had reenactors out doing a day in the life, and they were just out front. They were singing songs. They were showing the different activities and things like that.
Like they did on the grand opening.
Exactly. Yeah. It was kind of a smaller scale, but same idea. Yeah. And that was actually the day I took my husband in there, and he just loved it. It's so interesting. There's so much to learn. And you get to – there's a part where you can try on, the uniforms and things.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I didn't see that one.
Yeah, it's kind of hanging on one of the tents, but I went to put it on, and he goes, are you allowed to do that? I'm like, Yes, it wouldn't be sitting here if you couldn't. So
until
there's a lot more
until the guy came up and tried to poke you with the bayonet instead because you were okay.
Yankee!
What are you doing?
Yankee!
Yeah. Okay. But it's a lot more interactive. I mean, it's super educational, but you're not just sitting there.
Everybody that goes through there, and you know, there's questions. Well, you know, I thought this and this because there's so many viewpoints of the war, and but things like the copperheads.
Uh-huh.
We went there and looked at that and read about that. Now you think things are tough here, and that we're heading this direction, but when you suspend habeas corpus, which is what Lincoln did, he could also censor papers. And this guy that was against the war, and they had him arrested, and some people wanted to put him in prison because he was talking against the war. What Lincoln did was he exiled him to the South. Sent him to the South. You know, I mean, the things that happened. I mean, if you didn't know that. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that happened back then that, during that war that are just, you know, still impacting on us today. Okay, and then Legoland.
Oh, yeah. Toytopia is so fun.
I'm sorry. It's okay. Not Legoland, but you've had Legoland.
We've had Legos. Are Legos in it, so you're totally right.
Okay, right.
No, it's so great that we have those two because they just offer such different things.
Completely different messages.
Yeah, but everyone can enjoy both. Toytopia is just a blast. Every time I've gone in there,
Tell people what's in Toytopia. Toytopia. This is a good time to take the kids. It's getting around Christmas.
It is. It's all about the history of toy making and it offers the differences between, you know, structured play and unstructured play. You know, playing a board game has rules. Building a fort does not. But it's got, you know, old arcades, arcade games, I apologize. And it's got Legos. It's got the piano from Big. Has a humongous Etch-a-Sketch. It's just so fun. Every time I've gone in there with different people, everyone goes to a different activity. My husband couldn't get away from the Legos. I can't get away from the massive Connect the Dots picture that I still haven't finished. It's just so fun. There's so much to do.
So the two of you are having a good time.
Oh, yeah. I quoted him in it saying, I need an adult. I said, I think you are. But all right, it's fine. You kind of turn into a kid when you're in there. So it's a lot of fun.
Okay. The other things that are going on, what do we have coming? I know that we're good till through January for Liberty on the Border.
Yes.
And by the way, I'm bringing in a whole bunch of new names to be put up on the wall because we.
Oh, that's great.
And so we got a lot of names we want to put up on the wall that are helping with this. This was such a good opportunity. I know y'all had not done this before. So when KCNR said that, yes, we, you know, because it has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with keeping our museum here and keeping our museum open and helping, you know, the community, helping bring in good exhibits and ones that you're interested in. So we said that could we act as an umbrella?
And it's been fantastic.
And, you know, we've had donations from $20 up to $500. You know, I really want to thank, you know, Judy Maxwell and hers. And we've had, you know, a couple of those. And, you know, Platinum Auto Glass just gave us one.
That's so great.
So it's, you know, people, you know, reached out, you know, 20, 25, you know, the Sharp. I'm not even going to go into the names until the end. But we're putting them on our website. We're getting ready to add a bunch more onto it you know, we combined it with, you know, when you get up to the higher prices with advertising that they can get for free.
Oh, that's so great.
And then, of course, Ted Leidy. I can't – you know what? Ted Leidy in Northern Firearms Instruction put together that class for 20 people.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And donated the money from that after the expenses being things like, you know, the you know, not salaries or anything, but just expenses, you know, to rent the equipment there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, everybody wanted to play.
It's great. It gives people what you guys are doing is giving people who maybe couldn't normally support.
Yeah,
just get a hand in it, and
they've
got
a hand in it.
Something to be proud of.
Right.
So it's nice.
Cool.
We appreciate it.
Well, you know what? It's if you're going to have a, you know, and again, this is non-political, but if you're going to have a museum. Mm-hmm. You got to help support it, and if we want it to grow, we have to help support it. If you want to have good exhibits, like, you know, I now feel very free to say to Chrissy and the people there, said, you know what, maybe you ought to have, you know, I know a lot of people would come to see this exhibit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and we love feedback. So
yeah,
it's good.
And so and then the more people you have come in, the more people are going to support it. Mm-hmm. All right, okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're here with Christy Kidd. Who is the your public affairs over there?
Marketing and PR.
Marketing and PR for Turtle Bay Exploration Park. This portion of the show has been brought to you by our friends from Wind River. You know, Linda's going to be out there December 4th. And frankly, I'm sure there must be some seats left, but you better give them a call at 243-3377, Romance on the River and Elements Lounge. It's going to be your Christmas show, and they were out rehearsing last night, and they've got a whole bunch of things going happening that night from 7 to 9. But you're going to have to get a reservation, 243-3377, Romance on the River at Elements Lounge, unless you just want to come in and sit at the very, very nice bar they have and join us. So, okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites for those who don't want to worry about fuel on site. Give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have one or two used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. Family owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. It amazes me that most patients are not aware that peripheral neuropathy can be a fatal disease. Untreated peripheral neuropathy can lead to amputation of the fingers, the toes, and eventually death. At North State Nerve and Spine Institute, we've been using a new technology from Europe and have seen some amazing recoveries. If you're suffering with tingling, pain, or numbness in your fingers or toes, or you've been diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point evaluation to determine if you're a candidate for this new revolutionary treatment. Call us today at 530-302-3555. That number again is 530-302-3555. I'm Dr. Ed, and we are North State Nerve and Spine Institute.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460. Gosh, she's 7:48 in the morning. 38 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. If you call it 38 degrees, it'll get up in the 60s. So, sunshiny. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 605-4567 is our phone number. All the comments on the blog or on our blog page today are about what's happening in Ferguson. And then, of course, Trayvon Martin back in Florida and all those. But we're here with Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
And she's the marketing and publicity person over there.
I am.
We were talking about Liberty on the Border. We're talking about a great deal right now.
Yes.
To buy a season pass for 6 people, a family of 6, For how much?
$65.
$65.
$15 off.
And you can use it all through your, and there are no extra costs on special exhibits mm-hmm. anymore. And you know, people, and they still complain about it, even though that's changed, but mm-hmm. people say, oh, I've got to pay extra when I go in to see a special exhibit. No.
Not anymore.
No, you don't. And it's changed. Mm-hmm. So you can go in and just one price for all. Mm-hmm. You can go see all exhibits. You can go down and see the pet the animals.
Mm-hmm.
You can go out and watch the animal show.
Mm-hmm.
You can go out there and look at the arboretum.
Uh-huh.
Arboretum,
yep.
I should say.
Yep.
You can go in and look at the little beaver.
Oh, yeah. And he is there full time now.
Yeah, okay,
he officially has transitioned.
We have. So Turtle Bay has its newest exhibit, and that mm-hmm. is, what's his name?
His name's Timber.
Timber. The beaver.
Yep. He was in the aquarium. He transitioned, I think it was a week ago. He officially spent the whole night and was totally fine. You can go in there and see him chasing the fish all the time. It's great.
Does he eat the fish?
No. That's actually, we wanted to get otters, but they would have eaten the fish. So we thought that wouldn't be a great thing to put on display.
No, when you had that six-year-old out there looking, got a little face up against uh-huh. the glass, and there's the otter grabbing the trout
yep.
and just chowing on it.
Yep.
You know?
No.
They're pretty savage.
Yeah. They're very cute, but they're very voracious. Yeah.
But the beaver, what's the beaver eat?
He eats bark of all kinds.
Just twigs and just mm-hmm. purely vegetarian then?
Yep.
Okay.
So he'll just, I know the animal trainers have been feeding him all kinds of bark because he originally came not from California and so was
right.
originally eating bark that we don't have here.
Like Minnesota. So, it was like Minnesota bark.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota bark.
So they have transitioned him and just fed him everything and so he'll eat whatever now. So it's great. But not the fish. So the fish are fine.
Okay. Can we bring a beaver in here one day?
Oh, gosh. I can ask Sharon.
We bring in skunks. We brought in porcupines.
Well, one of the times we came and you guys weren't here, we brought the bobcat, and she's crazy. So the beaver is very, very tame.
One of the times we weren't. That must have been one of the few times.
One of the few times.
I don't
you
remember.
You guys were on your vacation.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's right. And the and you brought a bobcat.
We brought the bobcat.
That must have been a lot of fun.
It was.
Were you here for that, Bob?
For the bobcat?
For the bobcat.
Oh, yeah. It's a very cute little uh-huh. critter.
Bob really didn't like the porcupine because the porcupine came over and went underneath his
feet.
The
porcupine was rooting around in the wires.
and was trying to find something to chew, and Bob's trying to not get, quilled.
It's not like you could swat the thing.
It's not like you just pick it up. Just say, stop it.
Okay, move.
And spank it. No, can't spank it.
Mm-mm.
Can't spank that porky.
Question in the room, do you need oak bark? I think oak's a little tanniny for the beaver's diet, isn't it?
I am not sure, but
they have oak bark.
Yeah, I can ask our Sharon, our trainer. She's the expert, and if we can get his contact and get back to him.
Okay.
Or her.
So just give a call to Becca to Turtle Bay.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Or give him your phone number over there.
Okay. So you can do 243-8850.
243-8850.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the other thing, too, is I bought my family membership 2 months ago.
Ah, that's one. Well, this is technically, it is gift memberships, too. So it's not every membership. So it's if you're giving it or getting it as a gift.
Oh, so I can't buy it for myself.
Well, unless you want to buy yourself a gift. But, but these are for our gift memberships. So you want to tell someone, hey, this is what I want for Christmas. And have it go that way, because it is
so
for the season of giving.
So to answer your question, Sunny, no. You should.
Right.
Do you do this every December?
No, actually. This is our first time, because last couple of years, we did you could buy your membership from Costco.
Mm-hmm.
And, they have the discounts on everything. But instead of doing that this year, we decided to make it a gift instead and do it this way.
Okay. So
it is a new thing.
So
we're trying it out.
You can buy it. Do you have to fill out paperwork says you give it to somebody else?
Yes. Technically. But, yes, you can put it in and say, this is for this person from my husband to me. You know, there's easy ways to do it.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's right. You could give it to your wife.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
See? Easy. But as far as just buying one, unfortunately, that would be a membership question, but I don't think we can, retroactively.
Retroactively. Uh-huh. Okay. Sorry, Sunny.
Sorry.
Okay. Just, but now you can get them.
But now.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's coming up next?
On Friday. Black Friday. Of course, we have sales. So we will be open. The only day we're actually open today as well. Normally, this time of year, we're not open Monday and Tuesday. But the park is open today. The only day we're closed this week is Thursday. And then on Friday, we've got some activities going on. So you know, if you want to go do your Black Friday shopping, but need a little break in the morning, kids need something to, you know, waste away the energy, you can come in and there's going to be some educational activities. They're just fun, you know, crafts and things like that, for kids. And then at our store and coffee bar, it'll be 25% off of everything and 50% off of clearance items. So it's a good day. We've got some cool little gifts in there. So it's a good day to check it out.
And also, didn't you say something about foodstuffs? Bringing in?
Oh, yes, of course. we are, if you don't want the membership or don't have a membership and are just coming for the day, you can bring dry or canned foods or a new unwrapped toy to donate to People of Progress, and you can get $2 off of admission.
And that's?
It's one.
It's any time, right?
Any time between, it starts Friday and goes through December 31st.
Okay, I thought it was like, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's why I need you. You had already mentioned that once.
Yeah.
Okay, and what about the next exhibits coming?
Next exhibits. That'll be in January.
Okay, because I know Liberty on the Border leaves in January.
Yes, and so does Toytopia. Actually leaves before Liberty. And then, so January, I think it's the 17th. Is that Saturday? That's the Saturday.
Right.
It's the 17th. Is Sweet, a Tasty Journey. And it's all about candy and making candy. And it talks about real life Willy Wonka stories and that sort of thing. And then it's also very farm to fork. So it's not just about how, you know, your sweet tooth. There's lots of educational behind it. But it's made by the same company as Toytopia. So it's going to be nice and colorful, really big, just like Toytopia is. And just really interesting.
Candy.
Yeah, it's all about candy.
I read that there's going to be a huge shortage in chocolate.
I know.
And right
it's
now,
tragic.
You should be out buying it right now because of the drought.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And that is going to be a huge, which means the cost of chocolate is going to go up, which means the cost of candy is going to go up. And people have this thing about chocolate.
I know. It's crazy.
Yep.
It's crazy.
You know, anyway, so it's going to be, okay, this is kind of a candy type of exhibit. And then what's the next one? What's
the other one? The smaller one that'll be in the smaller gallery is the West Coast Art Biennial Competition. It's the third time that we've done it, and we've already received all of our entries for it from artists all along the West Coast. And we have a juror who is going through them all right now to choose the pieces that will be in the show. So that one is... you know, it's curated by a woman. She is from, I believe, Oregon. And she picks all the pieces, but then it's all art that's been done by artists all over the West Coast. So it's fairly locally based. And I know we have a lot of local artists who have entered from Reading. So
okay,
it's
so it's
exciting.
an art thing going on.
So that's
going to
be a very
candy.
Art one.
Right.
And candy.
And what can you go if you just go in there and just want to walk around in the museum?
Well, there is the aquarium now with Timber living in it, of course. And and we've got our Dam to Bridge exhibit, which will be actually fully permanent December 21st. And that's all about, you know, from Shasta Dam to Sundial Bridge and everything in between.
Right.
And then we've got the animals, of course, the animal shows. Since it is not summer, we don't have the full show out in the amphitheater, but they do weekly do a indoor show in the mill building. It's a little bit closer, a little bit, you know, you get the animal right in front of you, which is kind of cool. Thursdays and Sundays, you can take a little walk through Wildlife Woods with an animal. It's a lot of fun.
You can
off
walk
leash.
With. Mm-hmm. You can walk with an animal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, your animal.
Yeah, one of ours. Obviously.
Oh, one of your animals. Right.
It's usually either the porcupine or the skunk.
And you get to walk with them.
You get to walk with them. It's a little animal parade through Wildlife Woods. It's a lot of fun. Thursdays and Sundays at 1:30.
Skunk's been fixed, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she has.
I just
want, just to be safe.
It's just wondering because it's a nice little
falls
skunk.
Under the heading of delicate operation.
You know, I mean, just but skunk. That little skunk is really.
Oh, she is.
She's
so
a sweetheart.
Sweet.
And the porcupine. We have a sound of the porcupine eating.
Oh,
probably the only sound you'll ever hear anywhere. Remember that, Bob?
Yeah.
It had it been that was munching on whatever they munch on.
Yep.
Had it right in front of the microphone. Oh. It was just chewing away.
She's so very sweet. She doesn't look like she would be, but she is.
They're not very bright, though, are they?
I don't really know. I'm not the animal expert.
I've heard that one of the dumbest animals on Earth is the penguin.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because they said, I was looking at a penguin show down in Southern California.
Huh.
And they said, okay, and they made this sound, and this penguin comes out most of the way.
Oh, no.
Doesn't come all the way. Comes out, stops, and the guy goes and gives a little bit of fish. He says, I've been working with this penguin for 5 years, and I finally got it right here. 5 years to get the penguin to come out, to come here. No, he doesn't come here all the time. He just gets to here. Sometimes he goes past. Sometimes he stops earlier. But he says it's taken us 5 years to train this penguin just to do this.
And
I'm thinking, wow. And of course, you know, maybe my dog is smarter than I thought.
Yeah, right. Okay. Makes you appreciate what you've got.
Christy, I'm here with Christy Kidd from marketing manager and publicity director for Turtle Bay Exploration Park. We've been talking about what's there now, and you've got to right now. You can buy a gift.
Yes.
A gift package for the family, and that doesn't, you know, or for your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the regular $80 price for a year, it's $65. And you know, if you can give it to your, you can give it to your kids even, mm-hmm. and maybe they'll let you come with them.
Yeah.
Or you give it to your wife, or you give it to your husband, or give it to, you know, give it to kids. And like Sunny says here, great gift if, you know, if you have a family here in town, what a great gift for them, because they can use it all year. There is no extra cost after that. You walk in, you can see any exhibit.
Yep.
Everything.
You can do anything and everything.
Thanks a lot for coming by.
Thank you. It was a good chat this morning.
Well, you know what? A lot of things going on, and a lot of things to catch up on. And Thanksgiving is coming, and you all are helping people again with, mm-hmm. with the people that need clothes and food and toys mm-hmm. and this. We appreciate it.
Thanks. And we like to try to give back as much as we can.
Well, you know, again, this is not a political thing. This is our museum. This is our museum in our town. All right, we'll be right back after these messages with Mark Story.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. consumer confidence fell in November following a big gain in the previous month.
The conference board says its consumer confidence index fell from a seven-year high of 94.5 in October to 88.7 in November. Conference board economist Lynn Franco says the decline primarily reflected reduced optimism in the short-term outlook as consumers expressed less confidence in current business conditions and the current state of the job market.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Stocks opening higher after news that the U.S. economy grew at a solid 3.9% annual rate in the July through September quarter. The rate of growth reported by the government today was even faster than first estimated. Explosions and gunshots at times heard last night on the streets of Ferguson, Missouri. That after this announcement from the grand jury that was looking into whether or not to indict a white police officer who shot a black teenager.
They are the only people who have heard and examined every witness and every piece of evidence.
That is St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney Robert McCulloch announcing that the grand jury had decided not to indict the police officer who had been investigated. Speaking with SRN News, Bishop Harry Jackson stresses the pastoral need for healing, which the church is in a unique position, he says, to provide in Ferguson and elsewhere in the country.
My heart goes out to the Brown family, their friends, the people in the community. But I want to say to the church that in a divided society, only the church can model reconciliation or unity in our communities.
Shock on the University of Virginia's campus after allegations from a female student. She was sexually assaulted at a frat party.
As men, but above all as human beings, I and the rest of the Fraternity Council were horrified and viscerally saddened.
It's Tommy Reed, president of the University of Virginia's Interfraternity Council, in comments airing on WRIC-TV. This is SRN News.
Logo 6, the most advanced Bible study software, is now available. Logo 6 offers new Bible study tools and interactive media that will dramatically change the way Christians study the Word. Logo 6 empowers Christians to study the Bible's background, explore Greek and Hebrew, visualize the biblical world, and make new and exciting discoveries. Pastors will benefit from innovative tools like visual copy and cultural concepts to create engaging presentations. Logos is the easy-to-use study tool Tim Keller, Tony Evans, Matt Chandler, and Beth Moore depend on for their sermon and writing prep. With Logos, they spend less time searching and more time discovering. Logos Bible software has grown from a couple of programmers in a basement over 20 years ago into the largest developer of Bible study software and a worldwide leader in multilingual electronic publishing. See the amazing new Logo 6. Visit logos.com. That's logos.com.
Just in time for the Thanksgiving travel weekend, a big storm is forecast for much of the eastern part of the country.
Spurred on by some of the cheapest gas prices in years, the AAA tells us some 46.3 million Americans are expected to hit the highways from Wednesday through Sunday. That's a 4.3% increase over last year, and if the numbers hold, the highest number of travelers since 2007. And just in time for Wednesday's getaway, the possibility of snow in much of the east from a trace in central Virginia up to a foot or more in western Massachusetts.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting. Police officials in Egypt say at least 10 people have been killed in the collapse of an eight-story building in the western Cairo suburb of Mataraya. Seven building residents also were injured. Rescue teams have been searching for any other survivors who may be trapped beneath the rubble, and several surrounding buildings have also been evacuated as a precaution. At this point, no word on exactly what caused that collapse. This is SRN News. People with disorders that cause them to shake when they try to do something like use a spoon may have new hope thanks to Google. Google's Lift Labs founder, Anupa Pathak, says the device detects a person's tremor and makes instant adjustments.
So if I had a tremor and I move to the right, it will physically move the spoon to the left to help stabilize that motion and allow you to eat without spilling.
And, of course, the spoons are just catching on now, and you may not have heard of them, but among those who has is Shirin Bala. She says her hands shake uncontrollably.
It is very embarrassing, and especially in public.
But she says a new Google spoon offers new hope.
Makes me more relaxed, less embarrassed, and less stressed.
Google says the new high-tech spoons can reduce shaking for those afflicted with the various ailments by 76%. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Linda is, you know what, Linda's getting a house ready for, you know, I don't know, 130, 140 people for Thanksgiving. We've killed 36 turkeys, four pigs. I went pig hunting for 2 weeks.
Did you and Elk Killer go out and get a big
Elk Killer and
a
I went out and I got a moose and one spotted owl. They taste pretty good. Okay. 8:06 in the morning here on the 25th of November. It's Tuesday. What's the weather look like, Bad Bob?
We're going to have some sunny skies today. The high will be around 67 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. Low of about 45, and that's going to continue up. And the foothills is going to get downright frosty, in fact. And we've got a chance of rain starting late Thanksgiving, and that should continue throughout the weekend. Right now in Reading, we are still looking at about 37 degrees, and the report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Our customers are warm friends at Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. You want to be warm at Christmas. And speaking because it's like 37 degrees, let's talk about Alliance Heating and Air. If your heater's not working now, it's not too late to give Martin and his people at Alliance Heating and Air a call. Any type of model or make of a heating system, they can fix it. Warranties and guarantees they also offer. You have an emergency, call Martin. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. He treats you like family. He's who we use, and we thoroughly, thoroughly recommend Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. I'm sitting here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. And right now, are you okay, Mark?
I'm good, thanks.
You sure? He's choked up because I gave him a present that he's been wanting for years since I've known him. It's called The Notebook. It's a very sensitive, romantic type movie. That, you know, he would talk about it on the breaks, and I went out and found it. Frankly, I found it in the romantic and sobby stuff at a store. This is like a double chick flick, and this is a four hanky. So a four hanky double chick flick movie.
Somebody has to die of a horrible disease.
Oh, no, it's not that. They just, it's, you know, I'm not even sure because I haven't seen it yet. So what's it about?
Well, I'm not really sure, but on the back here it says property of the Bot Library. I don't.
No, it says property. It says property of the U.S. Air Force is what it is.
No, no, this says property of the Bot Video Library.
You know what? There's no such thing as the Bot Video Library, but there is something called U.S. Air Force, and you've got it in your possession. So, anyway, welcome aboard, Mark.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
And Mark brought with him their new director of development, Stacy Steele.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Yeah, it's good. Glad you're here too. Anita, she's got. Yeah, turn her up a little bit here. Okay. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Carl.
Holiday season. There's a lot of things going over there at Haven Humane, buddy.
There are. We're really, really busy right now. One of the biggest things is we have our Home for the Holidays special going on right now. And so for our Home for the Holidays, we are trying to get 200 animals into forever homes by the end of the year. And to help that out, we're actually discounting the adoption fees. So dogs are 25 to 50% off, with the most of them being 50% off, and cats are all 50% off on their adoption fee. And you can follow us on Facebook, and you can check that out. We've got a Christmas tree with a bunch of decorations that are going up. And so once we hit 200, you'll see 200 decorations. I'm pretty sure it's going to hide the tree at this point. And to date, we've actually adopted out 97 dogs and cats. So we're right on pace to break our 200, which is what we want to do.
Super. Now, is this this is just holidays, right? Or is this this isn't the Black Friday?
No, Black Friday is a separate thing. We actually have a Black Friday event coming up this Friday for Black Friday. And all of our black dogs and cats will be 50% off as well. So even the ones that haven't reached that time that normally would be 25% off for the black dogs, they'll be 50% off that day. And of course,
are black dogs and cats harder to
Yeah, for some reason they are, and there's been tons of studies on it, and from anything from, you know, it's the color of, you know, they kind of blend in the darker kennels a little bit more, to the superstition aspect of it. I don't really know why. I have a black lab that's one of the best dogs I've ever had, and I mean there's nothing
maybe
different.
It's because
with them
they
at
look
all.
They look more fierce.
Yeah, if you saw my lab, I don't know. She doesn't look fierce. She just looks more dopey.
I know, I think it's just. I think you're right. I think part of it's superstition. Black cats are supposedly quote bad luck.
And there's nothing different about them. I mean, they're fantastic animals. So
where Elk Killer was white is just as mean as you know, a little Tasmanian devil that's got, you know, blockages or something.
Right.
So, and you know, she's white. What?
Nothing. Okay. I don't really know what to say to that. Bob, I don't really know what to say to that one.
What, about Elk Killer?
About Elk Killer.
Wait, who's Elk Killer?
Elk Killer once worked on Star Wars as a stand-in as an Ewok.
That's my dog. A little fuzzball?
Yeah. No, I don't think of her as a fuzzball. I think of her as being a – you know what? Her dog name, the other dogs called her Elk Killer. Her human name, of course, is Snooki, but that doesn't mean anything. You know, she's
her human name.
Named not
a great name, by the way.
Not after the Snooki of the TV fan.
Well, no, we know you're a big fan.
No, it was. yeah, right. You know what? This leads me down another path that we can't go right now. So it's but we're back here to Haven Humane. I really like the idea. Last year, your Black Friday was a great success.
It was, yeah, and so we're doing it again this year, and hopefully we can get some of those guys adopted, and you know, just come on in and. And check out our pets. If you're looking for a pet or you know somebody that is, come in and check out the pets we have for adoption. And, you know, we have this great holiday sale going on anyway. So if you take home a black pet on Black Friday, that's fantastic. And if you take home a white pet on Friday, that's fantastic. If you take home a red pet on Friday, that's just as good. So we just want people to come on in and expand their family and bring somebody in for forever, so they can have a forever home. And that's what it's all about, is putting these animals in homes for the holiday.
Have I told you? I know I tell you, but I just love Facebook with you. I mean, I don't look at Facebook hardly at all. But I saw it when you all start adopting out, and it shows the photos of the families of the people, you know, if they're forever homes. That's great. And then you've just hit another milestone.
Yeah, we hit 4,000 likes Sunday, actually. We just hit 4,000 likes, so... because of that, we sponsored another adoption, and so a gentleman that just retired, actually, and some of the gifts that I guess he was given for retirement were and family was dog bowls and stuff, so that he could have a dog and spend time with it. So he was actually at the shelter at like 7 o'clock yesterday morning.
Did he get a little lab? That
he did.
Like a little lab puppy.
He got a lab puppy, and he had no idea that we had a special. He was excited to come in, so he got there early, and he just wanted to pick out one of our puppies. And then we told him, hey, you know what? We're sponsoring an adoption. And so he was excited. He actually donated some money to us, which was fantastic because he didn't have to pay the adoption fee. And all around, it worked out great. He is happy. The puppy actually is getting altered today, and so we'll go home with him today and start start their new lives, his retirement and the puppy's new life. So, yeah, all in all, it's a great, great story.
Puppy might have a tough time today, but, you know, hey, they get over it.
Oh, the puppy will be fine.
But then how do we know that? Has anybody ever asked a dog, you know, hey, how you feel 40 years
later? I asked them all kinds of questions. Unfortunately, they rarely answer.
They never rarely answer, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. My guest is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. A lot of good things going on down at Haven Humane, and it's that time of the year again. We want to find homes for our furry little friends. And then the new director of development, and we're going to talk to Stacy Steele when we get back from these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it.
You are running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent Luigi here, celebrating Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary with a radio spot made by 55
friends, family,
and kids.
From all the way back in 1959, when Mary started the first shack in Sonoma Valley.
Today, there are 19 shacks, from Walnut Creek,
where kids make their own pizzas,
to Santa Rosa.
With the meatballs as big as your head.
And every one of them makes Mary's legendary homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with our secret family recipes.
Just like Mary did back in 1959.
I've been coming to the shack since before you were born.
Whoa, how old are you?
That's not an appropriate question.
Thanks to everyone for 55 great years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, so drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
It's Carl and Linda Bach and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460, with Carl and Linda Bach. Yeah. Good morning. The Tangos? Is that the name of that group?
Rockin' Little Tune.
8:18 in the morning, 37 degrees out there, right here on November the 25th. Give us a call, 605-4567. You got a question for Mark Story about what's going on with our little animal friends.
Why is that funny?
I don't know. We're just,
That's not funny. We love our animal friends.
We love our little animal friends. You know what? And frankly, you know, when it gets really cold, you can rent two or three of them and put them in, you know, put them in your pocket.
Yeah, we don't rent.
You know, stuff them in your shirt. You can even take a duck to the movies. 8:19 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. It's getting close to Christmas, my friends. California, when it's an inordinate amount of regulations, wants you to wait 10 days before you can even pick up a new weapon. So if you go down there now, find that pistol or rifle, a long gun of choice for that Christmas present for your loved ones. Remember, you can never have too many diamonds or too many guns. 2539 Larkspur, John Bastiani, has a great sale going on right now in 6 hours at his place. And it always has what the customer needs, both in stock and at fair prices. Give him a call, 222-8222, Bastiani Arms. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Stacy Steele, the new Director of Development. Stacy Steele, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Great. Tell us about you.
Well, let's see. I just moved up here from San Diego.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Very similar.
Not at all.
Okay. All right.
No. It's been a little bit of a shock, but I love it up here, meeting really wonderful people. We'll pretend like Mark isn't here, and I'm not saying great things about him, but he's a fantastic leader. I really enjoy working with him and with all of the staff at Haven Humane. Mm-hmm. It's been a great experience so far.
Well, great.
Yeah.
So how'd you get in this? Are you, when you say director of development, have you worked in animal areas before?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Basically, my entire life. I like to say that it runs in my maternal line. My mother did animal welfare. Her mother did animal welfare, and I've been working in the industry my entire career. So
okay.
I love it, obviously.
When you say in the industry, is it like a, I mean.
Like show business, you mean?
Well, no, I guess it could be. You know, but the so when you know, like other shelters and things like that, and your background in that and business and stuff, huh?
Oh, yes, definitely. I run actually I had Mark's position at several different animal shelters down south in Southern California and also in Las Vegas, Nevada. And then before I moved up here, I was running a nonprofit that worked directly with veterinarians and helped raise money to save people's pets when they couldn't afford surgery. So
super.
Love the work. Yeah.
So this is so you have big plans here for are you going to own all of 273 down to Anderson at this next point, expanding out?
No, no. We just want to be able to have a North State with no more homeless pets. Mm-hmm. So
that's right.
This is one of the people that that Mark wants to put himself out of a job, and you've wanted to do that since the very beginning.
Yeah,
where
absolutely.
You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, it's the only job. I've said it before. I'll say it again probably another million times. It's the only job I ever had where I don't want job security. I'd like to be able to close the doors one day and say, look, there's just not enough homeless pets coming in for us to keep the doors open. But until that time, we're going to continue pushing and working really hard, and we're blessed with a fantastic staff that you know, gets there every single day and works really hard to save more lives every single day than we did the day before. And it's working. So
you guys do a good, great job.
Thank you.
So welcome aboard to a super organization, Stacy Steele.
Thank you.
And I know that your significant other here is working up here in the medical.
Yeah, he is. He's a RN, and he was hired at Vibra Health as a clinical supervisor up here, which is what prompted our move from Southern California up north. And I'm just thrilled to be here. I think it's a fantastic place, and obviously Haven is very exciting.
I think if you've never been around to the Northern California area, you're going to like it. It was kind of a surprise to me.
It's my first
time.
When
we moved here.
Yeah.
That was the first time for me, too, you know, when we moved up here. Mark, besides having the – you're going to extend all your adoption hours out, too, during December.
Right? We're extending Tuesdays. Yeah, we're open until 6 o'clock on Tuesdays, and we're just kind of doing this more as a pilot program than anything else to see if that's going to help out. And if it does, then we'll probably extend it permanently. So we're open instead of 5 o'clock. We're open one extra hour till 6 on Tuesdays. And last week was our first week, and I know we had about 3 families that were there past 5 o'clock, and I think –
It's tough for sometimes for people to come in you know, before that.
Yeah, so that's something we're looking at doing is extending our hours at least one day a week and seeing how that goes. And then, you know, there's always the possibility that we'll extend that, but we'll have to see how it goes first. So, you know, whatever we can do to try and get more animals out and to help this community and provide better customer service for our customers, we're trying to do that. So, and there's a whole bunch of different ways we can do that, and this is one of them.
The we talked a little bit about the holiday adoption event. Let's talk a little bit more about that, because December is the time we want to find homes for all of our animals. And by the way, let's go back to Spencer just for a second. Spencer brings in the most fantastic animals every time. This last week, he had this little puppy that he wasn't even going to take this one.
Yeah.
And it's sitting in his pocket. He looked like a kangaroo and looked like a little Joey there with the little head out on Friday. Savannah and I, everybody's, you have to pet it. And dog almost did not make it out of here. We were going to keep it. But
yeah, and you're not the only radio show that actually said that. One of the other radio shows said the same thing. That
There's another radio station
in town? They were going to adopt him. It's a different county. He drives to a different county.
Okay,
The only radio show in this town.
Thank you.
But Spencer does a great job with that. I mean, I can't say enough about how well he does for the animals on the pet of the week. You know, he selects them every week. I mean, every now and again, we may put a bug in his ear to pick some, but, you know, and then he goes in on Friday mornings and that may change because of like last Friday, you know, he wasn't going to bring that puppy and that puppy kind of gave him a look and he said, okay, let's go. And, you know, she was perfect. And, I believe she was adopted that day or the day after. I'm pretty sure it was that day she was adopted. So, you know, it's working,
too.
It's an
adorable dog.
Yeah.
You've adopted out every one of the dogs that have rolled through. And I'm not going to say that we are the ones that adopted every one of them, but all the media helps. And I
absolutely
think that's great. In fact, you know, we're talking talked with another group of people, another station, about other things we can do to get together to help community. You know, let's start maybe combining some of our efforts out there. We reach a lot of people.
And that's, you know, that's the great thing about this community is this is a very tight-knit community. And I think that in every aspect, not just animal care, but every aspect of this community, I think the community really does want to come together and work together to improve this community. And it shows. I mean, you know, the meeting a couple of weeks ago with Chief of Police, I mean, again, there was a lot of people there. So, you know, I think this community is really aware of what's going on in it. And I think that there's that sense of togetherness, and you know, we're trying to build this community and rebuild in some cases, and you know, animal care is another aspect of that. And so, you know, we're very fortunate to have this community, and especially
it wants to do it. Yeah, I mean, you know, they want to get into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, now, and one of the ways they do this is by volunteering, and you've got a lot of people that volunteer.
We do, and we'll never have enough, and I will never say we have too many. We absolutely love our volunteers because make no mistakes that they are saving lives on a daily basis when they come in and they socialize our animals. And it becomes very therapeutic for the human, maybe more so than the animal at some point, which is fantastic. But the animals absolutely adore it. And we have some new programs that we're starting at Haven with our volunteers because we have so many volunteers. We actually started a small play group where the animals are actually playing together now. So we can put 5-6 dogs in the yard and they all play together, and it's working fantastic. We started that Sunday, and I think we did a little bit more yesterday, so we're going to do that with some of our higher-time volunteers. So we have our volunteer orientation. The next one is going to be December 6th, which is a Saturday. It's at 10 a.m. They are at Haven Humane Society, 7449 Eastside Road on 273. And then the following one after that will be Friday, December 19th at 5:15 p.m. And Wendell is our volunteer coordinator. He does a fantastic job. And, I mean, yesterday was Monday, and they wear these lime green shirts to say volunteer, which are great.
Yeah.
And, man, I bet there were 9 or 10 of them there yesterday. It was fantastic, and the dogs were getting walked. Last week when it was raining, there were 2 or 3 people walking the dogs in the rain. I mean, it was awesome. And it's, you know, every day we have volunteers there. And like I said, we need more so we can have them there all day, and every dog gets out every day. Right now, I think we've got
– every dog gets out every day.
Well, that's what we need more for. I think right now our dogs are averaging getting out about every third day, some of them every other day, which is fantastic because –
that's a good average.
Yeah. Well, and a couple of years ago, they were getting out maybe once a week if they were lucky.
And anybody can be a volunteer, right?
Yeah. 16 and older, they don't need to have an adult with them. 15 and younger, they need to have an adult with them.
It just means mom or dad can take the kids out and have them all walk a dog.
We have a group that comes in. I think it's 2 or 3 girls, young ladies, that are homeschooled. And the mom, I believe, and another mom come in with them, and they come on Tuesdays, and they come every Tuesday, and this is one of their deals. They come in and they do this. I think she was telling me that they do this, and I think they go to Safe Haven and help with the horses in the afternoon. So, yeah, we do have quite a few kids that come with parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, whatever. And again, you know, it's therapeutic for them as well. They learn a lot about how to handle the animals, and we do some basic clicker training with all the volunteers, so they actually learn the training techniques as well. And it's really working. The dogs are, I mean, fantastic. So
I know when you have the dogs in your little camp,
Camp Love a Pet,
you know, that comes out really good too.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Great. I'm already excited about the June class. So
hey, our guest today is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and the new director of development, Stacy Steele. It's a good name, Stacy Steele.
I mean, thank you.
Sounds like a comic book character.
Yeah, it sounds
like,
a little bit.
It's like a little super character. Yeah, a super character. You know, she comes in and she goes, you know, but she's got, you know, she looks at things and they melt or something like that. Or what other what superpowers do you have, Stacy Steele?
Saving pets' lives.
Saving pets' lives, yes. And that's all we want. There you go. The saving pets' lives superpowers.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR 1460.
Think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Can our northern counties afford to lose over 50 jobs? It doesn't make sense. Does it make sense to drive to Sacramento and back 322 miles round trip for a bottle of milk? Of course not. It doesn't make sense. What this means to you, up to 7 days turnaround time on your mail, checks and bill payments will be delayed, seniors and veterans medications will be delayed, families forced to leave the area because schools declining enrollment, fewer people means retailers affected by loss of revenue. It doesn't make sense. What you can do, check your local area weekly newspaper and the Record Searchlight Thursday date section to sign the petition to save our local mail processing. Deadline is December 1st for names to be submitted. Just say no to the closure of local mail processing. It's the People's Post Office. Let's save it. Your name counts. You will make a difference. We need your help now. Paid for by the American Postal Workers Union. Call 223-7552 for more information. That's 223-7552.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Honestly, thought I had one more to play.
Yeah, wow, you got that one. It was good. Oh, yeah. It's Tuesday morning. November the 25th.
Mm-hmm. He's got a great voice.
It is. 37 degrees. Mine? 37 degrees out there. Going to go up in the 60s today. It's going to be a nice day. We're going to be getting rain later on this week, though. It's Thanksgiving week. And just to let everybody know is that, on Thanksgiving Day, we'll be running the best of here and giving everybody a day off. And the next morning be another best of. Then, of course, we have all of our shows on Saturdays and Sundays, and we're back into the fight again on Monday. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. What can I say except it's man's last stronghold? Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, great haircuts, great prices. DC Tim and the Man in Black support a lot of our veterans events, plus other events here in Northern California and, of course, Shasta County and Redding. Cypress Square Barbershop, it's the place to go to. Bad Bob goes there, and they have, of course, with Bad Bob, they get out that, what is it, that weed whacker out there, and they cut your hair. Because, you know, Bob goes in there and just, you know, he is, you know, sits down, and you're not going to see Dr. Phil on the TV there. It would be like rugby, something great like that. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Hey, I'm here with Mark Story. What? What?
No, nothing.
Welcome to my life.
Yeah.
You know, Bad Bob, you know, it's, what can I say? He loves it. You know, he's been here since the very first day, crawling underneath the table trying to connect wires on our very first day on the air. We're starting our sixth year, December 14th.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congrats.
Well, thank you. Yeah, people thought, oh, that's going to last a week. But we've managed to hang in there. Of course, and up on our whiteboard there has the exact same words or same two lines from 6 years ago. Don't cut the red wire. And don't press F12 without permission. And, of course, the last one, play happy bumper music for Linda. So if you do all those three things, we stay on the air.
The bumper music king over here.
Bumper music king. But yeah. I tell you what, Savannah's giving him a run for his money sometimes. Yeah. Savannah brings in other computers.
Whoa.
And she's going through there. And Savannah just, you know, she spins up some music, but Bob's always there.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Stacy Steele, the new director of development. Stacy.
Yes.
What is some? Oh, let's go to the phones first. Thank you, Mac. Good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to say two things. Number one, Mark has been a wonderful addition and a great person to have for Haven. That's number one. Number two is those that are giving money to the National SPCA are giving money partially to politics. Where right here at Haven, all the money that is taken in goes for the doctors, nurses, and employees, and for the loving people that volunteer, too. And also, I don't think people realize that Haven also takes in horses, sheep, chickens, and pigs, and they take care of them just as well as they do the animals that are at Haven. And I just wanted to say it's wonderful to have a group like Haven in our community.
Hey, Mac, thanks a lot for your phone call. And you're absolutely right. When you give money to some of the national organizations, many of the national organizations, the money goes straight to political action committees. It does not go to the animals. Mark?
Yeah, Mac, thank you so much. That meant a lot. Truly did. And I do want to clarify a couple things. We have – Haven Humane Society has no affiliation with ASPCA, Humane Society of the United States, and they primarily do lobbying for stuff. They do great work, don't get me wrong. You know, we're big fans of both. But, yes, none of that money comes locally at all. So when people say they donate to the HSUS and they tell us, well, I donate to you, I get this all the time. We donate to the Humane Society all the time. We donate to you all the time. And when I ask further, they say, well, we've been donating to HSUS. And I said, well, that money doesn't actually come to us at all. That does go towards good work, but the majority of that is lobbying for the animals, which is fantastic.
I think they lobby
it
against,
doesn't help
they lobby
the animals
against
directly.
Hunting, don't they? I think they do.
Lobby against what?
Hunting.
HSUS. I don't.
But to look that up.
Yeah.
If you've got a dollar to spend on animals, then you should. If you have anything to do, you give it to a local organization like Haven Humane. And you know the money is going to be spent right there, and it's not going to be going to high-paid lobbyists someplace that will someday betray you.
Yeah, and you know, Mac also touched on, we don't just do dogs and cats. We do a lot of other stuff as well. In fact, Stacy's had a fish in her office for a while because
you've rescued a fish.
Goldfish.
Every now and again, somebody gets evicted or moves out or is arrested, and so we take all their pets, which sometimes include fish. We didn't find it stray.
I was wondering, did it just kind of swim through there one day? I wouldn't mind if to be a temporary adopter for goldfish. As long as I wouldn't be held. Yeah, I'm not going to keep them forever. I mean, but, if you want them back, say, hey, we found a home for them.
Right, yeah.
And do you spay them?
We don't have a very stout foster program for our fish right now.
Do you spay or neuter? Is that
it? We do not.
Do you chip them?
We don't chip them, no.
And you actually charge for this?
We've actually done some studies on this, Carl, and we've seen that the return to owner rate on fish is significantly high because we don't get a whole lot of them in. So.
Oh, okay. All right, 80, 90%?
Yeah, at least.
At least, yes.
But, all joking aside, we do take in a lot of animals, horses, pigs, goats, all of them. When the fires happen. That's when we take in a lot. Now, obviously we are somewhat limited on space, so we do what we can, and that's when we partner with, the rodeo grounds, the fairgrounds, and that kind of thing to try and help us out. Shasta College Ag Department, they help us out as well.
Good.
And so we try and do that. But we have quite a bit of room where we're at, too.
And,
so,
when we're talking about partnering up, you partner up with a lot of other agencies. When we were there at Bark Wine and Brew, we were sitting at a table with people from all different, both from Oregon, Nevada, was that, or Utah?
Oregon. They're from Medford.
Right, Medford. Mm-hmm. And then I thought there were some other people there from...
Beauty Maid Society down in Chico.
Okay, maybe that was it. Mm-hmm. But everybody, you all work together to find homes for these animals.
We do. And you know what? That's a good lead-in. So I'm going to actually touch on that. So we are actually going to be partnering this year with Love Your Pet Expo, which is an expo that has been here for many years. Unfortunately, they didn't do one in 2014, but we're coming back strong in 2015. And that's going to be April 25th at Haas Farm. And we're actually going to be partnering with them. And we're going to do a North State Super Adoption event as well. And that North State Super Adoption event is going to, and if there's any rescues out there that are listening to this, you're going to be getting more information soon. We're going to invite all the local rescues as well as Tehama County Animal Care Center, Butte Humane Society. So we're going to have, hopefully, the way I see it is we're going to have, a couple hundred animals at the very least there up for adoption. Wow. So it'll be a super adoption event, and then it'll be Love Your Pet Expo as well, which has also been a very successful event. So we're really excited about that. And it's at Haas Farm, so it's at a great location. And that'll be April 25th. And then 2 weeks later, we actually have our Dogathon and Boot Scootin' Doggies concert. We've moved it up earlier this year to avoid the heat. So it's
really?
May
9th. So it's not going to be 115 out there this week?
Gosh, I hope not.
When you paint the little kids' faces, it just drips down onto
them.
The dogs were laying up on the side going, you had to put ice on them so they could chase each other.
Stacy, that's the good thing about Carl. He just tells the facts. He doesn't exaggerate
it
at all.
Never let the truth get in the way of a good story there, Mark.
So the Dogathon is going to be May 9th, which is going to be Mother's Day weekend. So it's going to be Saturday. And we've already got a confirmation from Chad Bushnell that he's going to come out and play our Boot Scootin' Doggies concert. So there's a lot of Chad fans around, myself included. Well, we're doing it on Saturday. Mother's Day is on Sunday, so it's Mother's Day weekend.
You can get her a dog.
You can bring your mutt and your mother, and you can come to Dogathon. So we really want you to bring all your family. So we're really excited about it. We think it's going to be a fantastic event. We're looking to really beef it up this year. And then the concert we're really excited about as well. And with Chad playing, that's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a good time. It was a good time last year. And, of course, it wasn't that hot.
No. It was hot.
In fact, it was hot because when the dogs were jumping into the pond or into the pool there, their trainers were also jumping in with them.
Right, right.
And to try and catch the frisbee.
I think in 2013, we actually set a record on that day for record heat on the first Saturday in June. And I was like, yeah, you'd be kidding me.
And the week after,
it was 80 degrees. So
you did it again.
And then we were about 2 or 3 degrees cooler this year. So next year, I decided that, we decided as a team that we were going to go ahead and move it just a little bit earlier. In May, and so we're hoping that we're going to get a little bit better.
I think it's going to be great. Yeah, I think it's going to because it's a good time anyway, and if it's 10 degrees cooler, that'll be a lot cooler than that.
Oh, yeah, it should be. Hopefully it's 20 degrees cooler. And so, what we really would like is for people to come out to the Pet Expo and Super Adoption Event, adopt an animal, and 2 weeks later bring it by to Haven to our Dogathon and bring the whole family, show off your new pet.
Okay, yeah. Stacy.
Yes.
Okay, now, there's a lot of things going on here. So
there are.
What are some of your plans here for this year?
Okay, so I am really excited to join the team, first of all, and to work with Mark and the community here. And one of the things that I am looking forward to bringing to our community is that one-on-one touch with our donors, because our donors are truly the heroes here. And without the support of the community, which we're so fortunate to have, we wouldn't be able to do the work that we do. So I'm looking forward to getting to meet the community, getting to know our donors one-on-one, making sure that everyone that makes a donation is recognized by us for, like I said, the hero that they truly are in helping to save the lives at Haven Humane, and then also to acknowledge them. I like to pick up a phone. I like to say thank you for a donation that comes through and make sure that that person knows that they are really important and a part of our mission. And without them, we wouldn't be able to save the lives that we do here. So,
do you see other events coming up that you have ways for people to help that may not, you know, we may not have reached before?
Absolutely. So we have our two signature events that we do per year, which we will continue to do in 2015. Mark was talking about the Dogathon, and then, of course, we have Bark, Wine, and Brew in October. And then we'll be looking to bring some other smaller type of events into the community so people have a opportunity to get involved with us in many different ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Always having somebody come in new from outside the area market, you know, frankly, I think it's a good idea because they're coming in with new ideas and ways they've done it from other places. A lot of times we have a tendency, I think every business does, to, you do things that work and that you become comfortable with. So having another, set of eyes on it doesn't mean that their ideas are going to be applicable to this area, but having a new set of eyes on and attitude sure makes a big difference. So I applaud you for bringing on Stacy.
Well, thanks. Yeah, and I'm excited about having Stacy on board. She actually came in just to volunteer, and after talking with her for a little while, we were about ready to start looking for a director of development anyway. It just fit and it worked, and so I'm really excited to have Stacy on, and she has brought a lot of ideas already. And some of them are maybe not won't work as well here in the North State, but some of them are fantastic ideas, and I think that our donor program and just our development in general is going to really grow a lot in 2015. And I think as we work to become more a part of the community, she's going to be a big key in that.
Cool. All right, let's take a quick break. Our guest is our CEO of Haven Humane, Mark Story, and the new director of development, Stacy Steele. We'll be right back.
There's nothing like being home for the holidays, yet our animal shelter is full of wonderful dogs and cats that may not have a home of their own this holiday season. During the months of November and December, Haven Humane Society is challenging the community to give 200 shelter pets a home for the holidays. Adoption fees are discounted up to 50%. Please give a shelter dog or cat a place to call home this holiday season. Follow our challenge on Facebook and visit Haven Humane Society at 7449 Eastside Road to bring home the greatest gift of all this holiday season.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at WallnerPlumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Nate Abarea here with Dr. Carino from Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, what do you say to the theory that chiropractors just crack your bones and that chiropractic adjustments are merely a quick fix?
I'd say that's completely false. The primary goal of an adjustment is to relieve pain and restore function in your body. Adjustments improve areas of reduced movement in the joints and surrounding tissues. The cracking sound you sometimes hear is actually caused by the slight opening of the joint space and the release of gas within that space.
Doc, what about the fear that many people have that chiropractic care is just too expensive?
Studies have shown that chiropractic care is actually more cost-effective than traditional medicine. When compared to most visits to the doctor's office, chiropractic care is not only less expensive, but it can offer a natural and healthy alternative.
How can folks reach you, Dr. Carino?
Give Shasta Spine Specialists a call at 243-2300. That's 243-2300. Or check us out online at ShastaDRX.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Hey, last segment. Tuesday, November the 25th, 37 degrees out there. It's going to be a great day the rest of the day, though. And, Bad Bob, we're going to have, what, have a little bit of weather here later on the week, I believe. Maybe even Thanksgiving Day.
Yes, late on Thanksgiving Day, we're supposed to have some rain, and that'll continue into the weekend. So we'll add a little more to our water total. Still not even close to what we want.
But we're going
to
try. Hey, weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are loyal. Locally owned and operated, and the customers are warm friends. Senior and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call. 365-3793. And I want to remind everybody that Christy Davis, last couple of days you can do this. She's offering free comprehensive eye examinations for U.S. military veterans during the entire month of November, which kind of ends up the next couple of days. Give her a call at 222-7271. She's doing it for because she's honoring veterans, and she decided to do it for the whole month of November, and we really salute her for that.
That was awesome that she did that, by the way. I heard her when she came on. That's fantastic. Yes. I mean, that's what we're talking about with the community.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a perfect example.
This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. From chips, little bitty chips, to cracks over 24 inches in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it for you. And if he can't, he'll just tell you. He's not going to waste your time. A veteran-owned business, give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Redding. I'm with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Stacy Steele, Director of Development. And, okay, how else can people donate to Haven Humane, Stacy?
Yes, we've got some wonderful ways that people can donate for the holidays specifically. We have a program where people can get a personalized plaque. It's a bronze plaque that we put directly on the kennel in front of one of our adoptable dogs or cats, one of the cat condos. It's something that will be up there for as long as the kennel exists, and people can personalize the plaque with the name of a business. They can do it in honor or in memory of a beloved pet or a person. A family can do it. It can be engraved with anything that they choose. It's a great gift to consider giving. It's not very expensive. It's only $250 for a dog kennel sponsor.
Forever.
Yes. Right. So it's a gift that lasts, and they really make amazing holiday gifts. $250 for the dog kennels and $150 for the cat condos. And anyone who is interested in purchasing such a wonderful gift and supporting Haven Humane, just please give us a call, reach out, and we'd be happy to get that going for you for a holiday gift. Some other ways, there's so many ways to get involved, is our Sponsor a Pet program is an amazing opportunity. So if you come in and you see a dog or a cat, or you just want to pick up the phone and call and help support an animal that's available for adoption by making a donation to help reduce the price of their adoption fee. So that'll go far in helping that animal get a home because their price will be lower. It'll encourage the adoption of that animal. And we, our volunteers are really amazing at that program, and they often will sponsor some of the dogs that have been at the shelter for a while that they get to know through walking the dog. And all of the animals that are sponsored are identified. So you can certainly get involved and do that for the holidays. We also have our Misty Lee Fund. I love this fund. So oftentimes if an animal comes in that is injured, sick in any way and needs medical treatment, people can choose to make a donation directly to the Misty Lee Fund. And then that money will go to help save a pet that needs critical medical care so it can become adoptable.
Okay.
Yeah. And one more.
One more.
So
and
another.
Don't tell me you can't find a way to give help.
Right.
Haven Humane. Stacy's just, you know, tried
There's
it
so
out
many
four
ways.
Of them. Yeah.
So many. So the final one I wanted to mention too is oftentimes senior pets have a challenge finding a new home. So many times people want the young, you know, the puppy, the kitten, but senior pets are certainly just as deserving and lovable. Oftentimes they're already trained. You know, they make a great addition to a
seniors,
home.
Seniors are lovely, loving,
right.
and compassionate. And trained already?
And trained already, yes. So you can also make a donation to help sponsor the adoption fee of
a
senior
about,
pet.
Are we talking about pets or Bob?
I think pets. We'll be nice to Bob right now.
Loved. You know what? You're trained already. You know, affectionate, compatible. Come on.
I have four cats and a dog already. Thank you very much.
Well, I was thinking about people. Okay. That's great. I mean, there's like four to five different programs. And we here at KCNR have got our little plaque up on that.
We do.
And we're happy to do it.
Thank you.
Well, no, it's y'all do a lot. If there's some things we can do, we're going to be glad to do it. Now, there's still other things going on. Mark?
Yeah, I do want to touch on the senior thing real quick, though. The one donated. That's called the PALS Fund, and that actually both is for senior people and senior animals to help out with the adoption fee. So, but we do have other stuff going on. Second Tuesday Club. We're doing something a little bit differently in December. Sometimes we don't do a December one. This time we're actually going to do a lunch, and that's going to be at Jersey Mike's over on Hilltop. That's going to be December 9th, and that's going to be from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. So any sandwiches that you buy, and if you haven't been to Jersey Mike's, they're fantastic. Any sandwiches that you buy over there from 11 to 2, a percentage of that will go to help out.
Jersey Mike's. Okay, here's a shout-out for Jersey Mike's. Jersey Mike's supports this community.
Absolutely.
These people over there are just outstanding. They've supported veterans organizations.
More than once.
Yep. They've supported a lot of different great events around here, and they're putting money out on this thing. And plus, the food is just absolutely outstanding. These subs they make are just, I mean, they're not your usual subs.
Had for dinner last night.
Yeah, I mean, they're great. So,
and the staff is fantastic.
They are very, very great. Yeah. Very, very nice people over there. You can go over and get your lunch. You can go over there and have a sandwich at Jersey Mike's. And you're saying that it's how much of the proceeds?
I think it's 15%.
15%.
So it's, that'll be December 9th, and that will be from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
And we're going to talk about
it. You're going to eat lunch anyway.
Why not just go over there? You know, always go, you know, chance then to go wander around and see what else is going on out there. Okay, what else we got? Oh, I tell you what, the Facebook, and you've already talked about that, the 4,000, you already got the 4,000 likes. Then you start over again?
No, we're going to – well, every 200 likes is we sponsor an adoption.
Okay.
So at 4,200, there'll be another sponsored adoption. And our goal is to get over 5,000 likes in 2015, and we'd like to get way over 5,000 likes. And, you know, if you haven't been on our Facebook, please go to it. The pictures are great. We put a lot of information up there, a lot of great stories. If somebody lets us know that they're missing an animal, we'll post that up there as well. If they found an animal, we'll post that when we can. So our Facebook is really doing great things, and there's a lot of great pictures. And, you know, we don't expect you to go to the Facebook and adopt an animal because you see a cute animal. I mean, we would like that, but we don't expect it. What we would like you to do, though, is share those animals that you think are cute with your friends and family because somebody might be looking to adopt an animal. And if that's the case, then help us put some more animals in homes for the holidays and beyond. Because that's the goal. You know, we are every day working towards a North State with no more homeless pets. And so Facebook is a big part of that, and this community is a huge part of that. So that's what's going on. So, you know, really what we want people to do is be a part of our team. And if that means donating, fantastic, we'll do it. And if you can't donate, we'd like you to volunteer. And if you can't volunteer, definitely want you to adopt. And if you can't adopt, then we want you to just help us network our animals.
I know we had some people that were listening that brought food down. Because, you know, I know that you've got food gets delivered to you all at different times. But they just wanted to help. So they brought down a 50-pound bag of food.
Yeah.
And so I know that you provide food for people that are having a tough time taking care of their animals. You'd much rather help them keep their animal in their own surroundings than have to surrender it.
Yeah, and we do a lot of stuff behind the scenes that people you know, don't see, and you know, we help out folks all the time. And they may be, you know, it's people that are looking for a hand up, not a handout, and that's what we're about. It's helping them out and that, trying to keep their family together. And for a lot of people, you know, myself included, you know, my four-legged family members are, you know, as valued and loved as my two-legged family members. And for a lot of people, that's the case. And so we want to make sure that we keep them together. And sometimes, you know, they just need a little bit of a hand up for a little bit, and instead of having to find a new place for their animals. And that's what we're there for.
I've told the story. I've never had a dog until Linda wanted one after we got married, and never did understand it, you know, this weirdness people exhibited for animals. And I didn't. Oh my gosh, we spent $3,000 on the dog. I thought, dog died, you know, dog's dead, that kind of thing, until we got one. And then you just find out just what a part of their life they are, and how they come into your life. And how they, you know, they're just, in fact, if people heard me talking to that dog when I get home, I'd be embarrassed. No.
Well, you know, no matter how bad a day you had, no matter what happened in the day, especially with dogs, cats sometimes they're a little more aloof. But with dogs, you walk through that door, and that's the best thing that happened to them all day. I mean, you know, we were talking about this the other night.
That's the best thing that happens. It does in some of them.
They are so excited to see you, and it doesn't matter how bad your day is. You can't not smile at your dog and say, hey, how's he going, and sit down and pet him. And, I mean, it's pretty rewarding.
And we were doing the veteran stand down. We found that a lot of these veterans that were homeless, that dog, that's their family.
Oh, absolutely.
That's their link to sanity in some cases, or at least being able to be able to function. They have something that they have an animal that loves them, that they take care of, and that they love.
Yep. Okay, let's talk about hours real quick. So we will be closed Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, and New Year's, and our clinic will be closed the day after Thanksgiving and the day after Christmas, the day after New Year's, and they will also be closed the day before Christmas. So we do have some limited hours during the holidays. But other than that, we will be open, and we're still pushing for those 200 adoptions. We'd like to blow that out of the water and adopt out 300 before the end of the year. So talk to your friends and family, and let's do that. And I'd like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for coming on, Mark.
Thanks for having us.
Stacy, it was nice meeting you.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your new directorship. And I expect that we will see all types of great things happening here, like we always do. But even more. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Silas Lyons will be on with us, along with April LaFrance, talking about changes here in Reading. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you. But I won't back
down. The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The mayor of St. Louis has had a chance to survey the destruction in parts of his city and in nearby Ferguson, Missouri. Devastation caused by rioters, outraged by the grand jury's decision in the Michael Brown shooting case.
The unfortunate part about it is what that violence does is it not only puts a black eye on our community, but it really sets back the cause of social justice.
The grand jury chose not to indict the white police officer who fatally shot the 18-year-old black man. Prosecutor Robert McCulloch.
It doesn't lessen this tragedy by the fact that it was a justifiable use of force or self-defense. There's still a loss of life here. And the family is gonna have that loss forever.
Michael Brown's parents are about to hold a news conference. Also at SRNnews.com, the East Coast is preparing for rain and in some places snow tomorrow. The